Hi, I'm Lauren Class Schneider with Class Notes for Broadway Radio. I'm here with Dane Byron, cast member from Rock of Ages, playing off-Broadway at New World Stages. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Well, let's just dive right in and talk about the fact that you are reprising the role of Franz for the 10th anniversary production of Rock of Ages after starring in The Vegas Company.
Yep.
What's it like to return to this role and this time, New York City, off-Broadway?
It's a dream come true is really the only way to put it. I had never seen the show when I got it in Vegas. And when I got the audition, my voice teacher had he had said to me at the time he knew the show, and he just looks at me and goes, "Oh, this could be good. This could work." And I looked up a couple of things on YouTube. I was lucky enough to find a couple of things just to give me a kind of hint into what the direction was, and immediately knew that this was a dream role, and I hadn't even seen the show.
Uh-huh.
It was uh-huh. My sense of humor. It was the perfect type of role for me, because it's not, I'm not the leading man guy, that's uh-huh. CJ Eldred from our show. He's 6'3" and beautiful voice, and I'm the perfect character guy that comes in and gets to have the funny scenes and just leave, and it's the best type of role. But so I hadn't seen the show when I booked it, and I came to Vegas and I had my first day of music rehearsal, but still didn't know really anything about it, just the notes. And they gave me a ticket to see the show that night, and as much as I had kind of assumed it was going to be a dream role, within the first 10 minutes of the show, I was like, I'm at home. This is wonderful. So I felt that way I did the show for 2.5 years. I felt that way about Franz for the entire 2.5 years. And, it was always a pipe dream in my head to be able to do that role in New York City. And, unfortunately Broadway closed midway through my time in Vegas. Uh-huh. And so when this opportunity came around, it was, just you couldn't ask for a better opportunity.
And what's it like, the difference perhaps between a Vegas audience and experience and Midtown Manhattan?
That is a great question. It's a big one. Vegas audiences are a little rowdier. Mm-hmm. And they're rowdy here too, because it's a rock and roll show. You that's what people are coming for. But Vegas is an interesting demographic, because it's not necessarily theater people, and but they loved it. They still loved it just the same. It's just, how much are they paying attention to the subtler jokes? How much are they paying attention to, my relationship in the show, my relationship with my dad in the show, which is a strenuous relationship, and it's definitely a theater, as much as it's a rock show, that's the theatrical part of it. That's the storytelling part, where it's not just, a brilliant excuse to sing rock songs. So uh-huh. I would say in Manhattan, definitely here, they're listening more. And I feel a bigger connection to the crowd, even though I still felt we did a really good job in Vegas.
Right. That must be such an interesting time for you as an actor to have the same show and two very different audience types while you're still doing the work.
It totally is. And it's, it forces you to be an actor and listen and, treat, because the audience is, I mean, as integral a part of the show as the other characters are. And if we're not listening to them and we're not feeding off of them, it's not going to work. So it's absolutely a different show in Vegas.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that this production, of course, like the others, directed by Tony nominee Kristen Hange, reflecting the original Broadway design and the staging and features original Broadway cast members, including Mitchell Jarvis and Katie Webber. What's it like for you as an actor, having had the Vegas history, coming into, you know, originating this production, basically, with so many who originated it 10 years ago?
Well, I actually got the opportunity to do the show with both of them in Vegas. Because at different times, like Katie came in to fill in for someone for a little while. So she was there for a brief stint, but Mitch did the show for almost a year, the final year of the Vegas company. So I had done it with them before. But what it felt like was like a combination of resetting a show and also finding it new and finding it fresh. We came in with this kind of deep understanding of it, but with also the freedom to invent it new. And so there was a lot less pressure, I think, having been so familiar with it. And I think it kind of was, we were all so familiar with it that we could loosen it up and just have fun. And then you have, I mean, like, as familiar as I am with the show, it doesn't even, it pales in comparison to Mitch Jarvis, who just lives and breathes Lonnie. So it was, I don't want to say easy, because it's never easy, but it was very freeing.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Rock of Ages features, quote, all your favorite 80s rock anthems and power ballads. You, as a singer, performer, actor, are singing that electric score 8 times a week. How does that have an effect on how you manage your day or your voice or the care of your instrument?
Well, I am lucky in that I am not doing as many vocal pyrotechnics as like the people playing Drew and Sherry and Mitch playing Lonnie. I mean, it's definitely, the entire show is high. The entire show is strenuous, but not in a like dangerous or detrimental way. Certainly not for me. You still have to take care of yourself, and you still have to make sure, I mean, sleep is so important. And just making sure that, I mean, the show is physical and it is, you know, and it's tiring just to sing it. So it's just making sure that you're not spreading yourself too thin. You know, it is tempting with the theater schedule to fill your days with, you know, be it work or, you know, life things. And you just really have to make sure that you take the time to ground yourself and relax and not, you know, not get to the theater and go, ooh, I already spent it for today, you know?
Right. Well, as Rock of Ages is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and there's such a strong legacy of the show and the music, what does it feel like to be a part of this kind of history?
You know, it's almost beyond my comprehension, because if I think about it too long, it will freak me out. You know, there are so many great people that are attached right now or have been attached to the show. There's such a long legacy, and it is a brand. It's a worldwide brand. And that is so exciting, but also at the same time, if I really sat down and thought about that, I probably wouldn't be able to get out on stage. You just kind of have to do it and enjoy every second of it. I mean, there's, you know, opening night was so much fun because the entire house was basically people that have been involved in the show in some way, be it cast members or producers or the entire creative team. And that's so much fun until you think about it too much and then it gets in your head. So I try not to.
Well, I will help you not think about it anymore. And I thank you for our time together and all of your joyful insight.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm Lauren Klaus-Schneider with Dane Byron, cast member from Rock of Ages, playing off-Broadway at New World Stages, scheduled now through October 6th. Thank you.